everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show and happy solstice. Tomorrow the light begins to return. That's very exciting. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so happy you're here. And Merry Christmas, everybody, which is coming up before our next show. Rod is a trance channel, so his consciousness is totally gone, and that means you get pure reporting from the being who will come in tonight, whoever that is, and you guys are the choosers. It's whoever's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners. So, here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Genghis Khan.
Oh, nice, Genghis Khan. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Now, you're about empowerment of large groups of people, right?
That I am.
Okay.
That I am.
Okay. And so, are you here because what we need right now is large groups of people supporting Trump and the changes, the massive changes that are coming?
Coming? You're in the midst of them, my dear.
Okay.
Coming is hardly appropriate.
Okay, we are in the midst, are we not?
Yes.
And the word on the street, of course, is that Trump has basically already won. It just hasn't played out completely. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it is wonderful for you and the people of your country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I know everybody wakes up in their own time frame and on their own schedule and at their own speed, but we certainly do need a lot of that awakening going on. There's a lot of good people we know who just do not have a clue what's really going on in the country and the massive work that Trump and the people who are helping him are doing. Can you address this?
Your entire planet is being cleaned up. Not all of it is Trump. There is the trio. Trump, Putin, and Z.
Yes.
Those three are going to give you your planet back.
Yes, the powerful three. Yes, very, very exciting. Now, will there be enough coming out in the more accessible news in the next few weeks that some good people who've not gotten quite on track yet will wake up? I'm not talking about the cabal people or people who are really not smart enough to figure things out. Of which, yes, that we do have some, but who are basically good people and do want the same things the rest of us want. Is there going to be enough in the next few weeks to wake up a good portion of those?
Well, a good portion, at least a third.
Okay. A third of the snoozers.
Yes.
Will wake up in the next few weeks. Okay. And start to pay attention to the real news. Instead of the fake news?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's catch up with the whole Bundy Ranch situation. Did I read correctly that the court case was dismissed?
Yes, you did.
And was it dismissed with or without prejudice?
Without, unfortunately.
Without, which means that it can be reopened.
Yes.
If somebody chooses to do so. Did the judge do that to protect herself? I believe it's herself.
Yes.
Did she do?
Yes.
To protect herself because she probably feels she's already risking herself by dismissing the case in the first place, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, it's my understanding that she woke up because there was some help from the other side, say in the middle of the night at the foot of her bed in order to get her to do what she's done so far?
Yes. The three wise men.
Three wise men. Okay. All right. Did she recognize them as such?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did she feel threatened, or did she honestly realize she needed to look at this whole case differently?
She got the message.
Okay, she got the message. All right. Okay. There's been a tremendous amount in the news about the illegalities by the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, the FBI, and probably CIA people were there as well, and how this was originally planned to be a massive mess. Is that not true?
You mean a slaughter?
A slaughter, yes.
Yes, it was.
Of a good many good Americans who are just trying to live by the principles that most of us believe in for this country and protect their land, protect what they were there. They weren't trying to take over the country or do something nasty or any of that. They were really
just good folks.
Yeah. Just good folks and basically defending their rights.
Indeed, as they should.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, but Harry especially, have been on the nasty side of this deal.
An understatement, my
dear. Understatement, okay. So I would presume that of the almost 10,000 sealed indictments that now are present, more or less, that Harry Reid's got to be one of them, huh?
Bingo.
Bingo, absolutely. Probably Nancy as well.
Of course.
Because they're kind of cohorts, even though she's not from that exact area. Okay. Is there anything else you can share with us about the Bundy Ranch situation?
This is a bellwether for the war that is going on between Trump and all the intelligence agencies and those behind them.
Okay. So as the Bundy Ranch went, so goes the rest of the stuff. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. Maybe some more nighttime visits from the three wise men at certain feet of bedside?
Maybe so.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I very, very much appreciate their help. That's good. Okay.
You have much help, my dear, from on the planet and off the planet.
Yes, we do. We couldn't, this would not have a good outcome if we didn't have help.
That is most correct.
Yeah. Because as much of humanity that has awakened, it was not enough to counter the total nasty program.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Which has been present for millennia?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Next subject, the Amtrak train wreck in the southern part of the state of Washington near a little town named DuPont, I believe.
Are you talking about the train that was blown off the track?
Yeah. Was it an explosive on the tracks, or was it concrete poured on the tracks, or what?
Yes. Both.
Both. Well, they wanted to make sure.
Yes.
It was insurance. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. In one of the pictures I saw, there was a whole section where it looked like there were no tracks. Was that where the explosive was planted?
Yes.
Okay, and anybody who sees that picture, it's right on the beginning edge of where the train came onto the overpass. And for quite a few feet, there's just no tracks there.
Oh, correct.
Correct. Okay. Where was the concrete poured?
On that same area.
The same area?
Yes.
Okay. So that it was all just insurance to make sure that this stuff went badly. Was this a CIA operation, deep state?
Deep state, by the way.
Deep state?
Yes.
Deep state. Okay. And maybe planned well in advance, is that correct?
Years, as you know.
Well, certainly the email I saw today and did send out, I sent out a lot of stuff today, showed a picture from 2013 of that area that looks like a totally normal rural area. But who would take a picture of something in 2013 that turns out to be exactly a spot of nastiness in 2017, and the picture's available?
Well, I wonder who.
They wanted
credit for this whole thing, and they're getting it.
And that's the deep state. So
yes.
It was planned at least 4 years ago. At that, was the train planned, or would it be any train that would go down that track?
It was a train that would go down that track.
So it didn't matter that it was the inaugural run of the Amtrak route. It didn't matter if it would have been a freight train or just a regular passenger train. It didn't make any difference. It was going to happen.
Well, that it was the inaugural run of the Amtrak was a bonus. It wasn't the primary objective.
Well, the primary objective was fear, chaos, and a mess.
Right.
To put it nicely. Yes. Okay. So then the pictures.
That's the deep state saying we're fighting back, Mr. Trump.
Yes. But in 2013, they didn't know Trump would be president. They expected Hillary to be president. I think if Hillary had been elected, we wouldn't even be here now. The planet would have been blown up, probably.
It certainly wouldn't look nearly like it does now.
No, not at all. So how could, this was just a potential thing they could pull off if they needed to?
Yep.
Okay. So they were unsure just how things would go, and they were just buying themselves.
No matter how it went, they could always use this ugly event.
Yes, creating an opportunity, a future opportunity that they could use or not. Are there other traps like this set up around the country?
There are some that they're going to be taking care of.
Okay, some. That means several, probably. But they will be taken care of without incident, like this?
Mostly without incident.
Mostly. Okay. As much as the White Hat and the good guys can do?
Yes.
Are these sites pretty much identified so the White Hats are going after them to clean them up?
They are known.
They are known. All right. Good. Good, good. This was definitely prepared for, because the 2017 picture of that area shows the in the Central Island area, there's a paved area, there's trucks, there's stuff there. It was not there in 2013. Cindy, welcome.
Hi, I have a question on the Amtrak train. So
yes.
out of the people that were hurt and also the people that were killed, do any of their family members or friends, are they paying attention to the internet news, like Jordan Sather and William Mount, and like calls like this? And do they have an understanding it was done by the cabal? Any of the family members of these people or friends?
No, dear, at this point, they're simply grieving.
Okay. there was a world meditation going on for 5 days because of the portal that was open. And it was to help remove the plasma worm, Yabalda, or however you pronounce it. How did that go? Did we get rid of it?
Yes, my dear, you did.
Yes. So what does that mean for the planet waking people up?
Not so much waking people up, but freeing the planet, a great deal.
So can you clarify what you mean by freeing the planet?
That threat to the planet is no longer exists. That's a freeing event.
Okay, so does this affect the Sumerian beings that are here on the planet now that that is gone?
Didn't follow the question.
Okay, there's the Sumerians, C-H-I-M-E-R. Mary, you know who I'm talking about?
Spell it again, Cindy.
You know, the C-H... Or C-H-I-M-E-R-A.
Okay.
The one that Colbert talks about, how there was only like five of them left on the planet, and they're bad guys, really bad guys. I didn't know if removing this. Pardon?
That they are.
So by removing this other entity, how does that affect them?
Not related.
Not related. Does this help make it easier to remove any leftover droplet bombs?
In a way.
So... are there any, very many of the droplet bombs left to be dismantled, removed?
You're looking at a number that is less than 13%.
Okay. Is there approximate ETA when those will be disabled?
Days after Valentine.
Okay, and these other beings that I didn't know how to pronounce their name, when will their approximate removal time be?
August.
Oh, it's going to take that long to get rid of them, huh?
I'm afraid so.
Okay. So the event, as Cobra calls it, that cannot occur till both the droplet bombs are gone and those other...
Correct.
And same with those beings we were just talking about?
Yes, correct.
Is there anything else major that has to happen before the event?
It needs to be a tipping point of the consciousness of humanity on the planet. More positive than negative.
Okay. There's a talk about 10,000 indictments. That does not include the rest of the world. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
So countries that are tied into a legal system, and we can use the term indictments, would you say there's like 100,000 indictments? For the countries that have to follow a certain procedure versus Saudi Arabia?
Would I use that number for the entire planet? Is that the question?
Yes.
I'd say you're looking at more like 75,000.
Okay. And do you have an estimated time when they'll be able to have all of those people arrested?
You're looking at harvest time next year.
Okay, so so people like Obama, one of the indictments will be him. When people like that get arrested, is it going to be on major media that has not been forthcoming with things like this? That'll sort of wake up the American public.
Are you asking if the major media will cover Obama's indictment?
Well, him and other people that are well known in the world once they're arrested. I mean, where people are going to go, holy shit. He's been arrested, and people like him, like John McCain, is going to take the easy way out, sort of. By my understanding, he's going to leave the planet on his own. But if he didn't and he was arrested, would major media be covering that in the United States? And like Obama.
There, you're talking about a group of companies and individuals who will, by that time, no longer be in business.
When you say no longer be in business, do you mean they will not be on the planet?
I mean they will not be functional organizations.
Oh, okay. And then, about how many underground negative bases are left to be removed and under the ocean?
Counting?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said, why are you counting?
Well, I'm just curious. Because I haven't heard anything about a lot of booms happening in the United States and around the world that people are reporting, and oddball earthquakes.
Actually, you have heard about booms happening around the world. They're
right,
just not being called what they are. They're being called earthquakes and other things.
I'm sorry, you were sort of breaking up. What were you saying?
You have heard about them, but they're not being called what they are. They're being called earthquakes and such.
Okay, well, I hadn't heard of any in the last week being reported all over the internet, so I was just thinking maybe nothing's been happening this last week.
Far from the truth.
Oh, okay. I did not read the email, but I saw a headline saying that there was possibly some inner turmoil going on with inner Earth people. Is that accurate or disinformation?
The latter.
Okay. Well, that's all for the moment. Thank you, Genghis Khan.
Most welcome, dear.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, quick break. We have the pleasure of Genghis Khan tonight, whose mission is empowering large groups of people, specifically those needing to wake up or about to wake up or in the process of waking up in America, especially to what's really going on and Trump's real mission and accomplishments. So is that a fair statement?
Oh, kind of mild, but yes.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's divinely decreed to be the one right person in this job. And I'm very grateful he was willing to take it because I think it's a horrible, horrendous, awful, nasty job that fortunately he's up for because it's a challenging. He loves challenges.
Hopefully there will be many more like you appreciating him.
I totally appreciate him. And I think a lot of people have no clue about his leadership style because they've never had anybody in their lives who leads like he does and has the vision, the cleverness, the understanding of the art of war principles.
And the chutzpah. And the chutzpah.
Cojones, whatever you want to call it. Part of him loves this because of the challenge and his ability to utilize his gifts, and part of him just wants to go home and have a regular life, right?
Yes, he will be glad when this is over.
Oh, I am sure of that. And he should then deserve and get tremendous credit for his accomplishments. And I hope people will wake up to that.
Very well.
Good. At some point, only the most hard-headed holdouts will not get it, at least to a sufficient extent, right?
Correct.
Yeah, some like 3-5% of the population.
Less.
Less, good. Less is better. All right. Okay, let's go to the Atlanta airport situation. The 10 hours of darkness, because everything was obviously deliberately shut down. An airport like Atlanta does not have all of its backup systems go out at once. That is crazy. Anybody who believes that is really not in touch with how big airports run. I was told that the plane that landed was from Mexico City or Mexico area. Is that true?
Yes, it came from that.
From that area. Okay. And it took on something or dropped off something? Probably took on.
Took on.
Took on, okay. And was then headed to one of the Washington, D.C. airports. Is that true?
That is so.
And then somebody said it went from there to Belgium and then to Cyprus and then to Israel. Is that all true?
All true.
All true. So whatever it took on at the Atlanta airport, there was reason for it to travel all those places. Was it some kind of nuclear device or other item?
It was a weapon of war.
A weapon of war. But it came from, it originated in Mexico? They don't have weapons of war like that, do they?
It picked it up.
Okay.
It picked it up in Atlanta.
It picked it up in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay. And did it land at Washington, D.C. for refueling to make the flight to Belgium?
Yes.
And that was the only purpose for the Washington, D.C.
Yes.
landing? Okay. And then Belgium was a refueling?
Correct.
Okay. And Cyprus was probably a refueling, as Cyprus is kind of out of the way, but I guess they keep big tanks of jet fuel around also.
Yes.
Yes. And then Israel. Okay. Was this our lovely CIA in operation?
CIA, Mossad.
And Mossad, of course. Okay. Which are almost one of the same thing, along with the deep state and the major media and good portions of the FBI, et cetera. Okay, we get it. Okay.
Your Colonel Potter.
Yes.
Wants to think that there are good people left in the CIA. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm. Yes, Colonel Potter's reports, anybody who has missed those, they are absolutely of total value but he has an emotional commitment to the CIA because he was CIA, and when he was there, there probably were some good people. Now it's no longer true, and he, you know, this is just a human thing to realize that this is no longer the CIA he knew in any way, shape, or form, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. But his information is excellent. And yes. And he has a very good way of gently delivering the information for anybody who's in the process of waking up and not used to hearing this stuff. So they may not freak out quite as much as if it were a more animated, faster delivery.
He is gentle.
He is gentle. He is gentle, and he's genuine. Absolutely genuine. Okay. Okay. Why have we not heard from Robert David Steele for a while, or am I just not accessing the information where he is posting or not receiving other people accessing and sending?
The latter.
Okay.
You're not accessing, and you're not getting other people accessing and forwarding.
Okay. So I should try to find his current post. Is he posting similarly to Colonel Potter?
Yes.
Okay, because Steele is right on, nails it.
Absolutely.
Potter's 97% right, and Steele is 99% right, right? So
yes.
These are two excellent sources.
Yes.
Absolutely. The best website for anybody who's new to this, the best website I can recommend to sign up and subscribe to right now that I can think of is Starship Earth, The Big Picture. They seem to pick up on a lot of good stuff that we need to know more than any place else I've seen recently. So this is good. Okay, back to the Atlanta airport. It doesn't take that long for a plane to come in, pick up something, and take off. But it was dark for 10 hours. There a reason for that?
Fear.
Fear on the part of the people shutting it down?
Fear on the part of people in the world.
In the world. Okay. So I'm not putting those dots together.
It was to generate fear.
Oh, the shutdown itself?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, that this can happen.
Yeah.
To,
we can do this.
One of the busiest, if not the busiest, airport on the planet. That's a huge hub for many airlines. Okay. So, but if it was the good guy shutting it down, or was it not?
Who said it was the good guy shutting it down?
Okay, I'm beginning to see a different pattern here.
Wasn't the good guy.
It was the bad guy.
Yeah.
So that the nasty thing could be picked up by the airplane and taken. Okay.
Yes. And so they could create all this fear in the world.
Okay. Well,
you know these guys feed on fear.
Yes. Yes, it's their food, literally.
Yes.
Literally. Okay. Doesn't have to be on a dinner plate in order to be food.
Right.
Yeah. So the White Hats chose not to intervene. Is that what happened, or did they eventually intervene?
They chose not to.
They chose not to. They chose to let it happen. Okay. So this is a worldwide awareness event that ultimately will be exposed for what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So the White Hats let it go, knowing very well what was going on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that means whatever was picked up was transported to the Atlanta airport from somewhere, Langley or someplace, in order to be able to be picked up at that big airport. Yes.
We have manufacturers of military equipment in that area.
Around Atlanta,
yeah.
Because it is such a huge hub for many,
yeah.
Many things. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So some goodie, the nasty, was manufactured, put on the plane. Plane took off, ended up in Israel, and now in Israel, is it being deactivated, or is it something that they're trying to hold as a trump card?
They're trying to hold that over the world.
Over the world, because it's a really nasty?
Yeah.
A big nasty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. YouTube, it seems that there's still a lot of good stuff on YouTube. Is there still a fight at the top between the good guys and the bad guys? So that a lot of good stuff is being left there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that progressing in a positive way, that fight?
What do you mean positive way?
That the good guys win and keep the information we need?
Yes.
Good. Good, good. Okay. In contrast to that, I see that Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, is resigning. Yippee, right?
Well, when one sees the handwriting on the wall, one says, oh, let me watch this one.
And he's not leaving. He's becoming a technical advisor.
Yes.
So he can still do his nasty work, but from a different position. Huh?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Is Google going to be dismantled?
Yes.
Okay. And probably within the next 12 months?
That is so.
Okay. Might be longer. All right. What about Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter is still allowing Trump to tweet. What's happening with those? And there's others too.
There are, and some of those will survive, and some of them won't.
Okay, depending on management choices, is it not?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Okay. What is happening with Jeff Sessions and Uranium One? What's the real story on Jeff, if you can say?
What is the question? I'm not sure what the question is.
Is he a good guy, a bad guy, and a mixed bag? Is he just being used? Is he going to go after the Uranium One deal properly, or?
He will. He understands his boss well. Yeah.
Okay, so he's being a positive influence, no matter what's said about him?
No matter, he does not want to be fired.
Oh, okay. Likes his job.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a perfectly good reason.
That is.
Okay. Yes. Okay, now, it's my understanding that Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, and George Soros are no longer on the planet.
Correct.
Why are even people like Colonel Potter and so there's talking about them like they are on the planet?
Because they don't know.
Literally, they don't know?
Literally, they don't know.
Potter, with all of his connections?
Doesn't come up.
Okay. That seems bizarre to me. If somebody like me knows these people aren't around, how can Potter or some of these other people doing the reporting?
They have not come up, my dear.
For them. Tracy Beans doesn't know. How about Robert David Steele?
Hmm.
He knows. He's better connected.
Yeah.
He knows. Okay. Yeah, I'm just floored that they talk about them like they're present on the planet and could actually be prosecuted. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a continuing one.
Okay. All right. So much for that. Okay, can you give us the real story on Q, 4chan, 8chan? And that sort of thing, to the whatever extent is okay to say.
The real story.
Whatever's okay to say without
going into a security issue?
The Q is actually a small group of advisors to the president.
Yes.
Who want to kind of not be known, but get information out to the public.
Sure, like anonymous.
Anonymous, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's the story on that.
And they obviously are pretty smart, good researchers. And very
connected
and very clever the way they write stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to get people to think. Is that not true?
That is so.
Not just giving the information, but trying to get them to think things through.
Yes,
very smart. Okay, very good. Okay, what's the real story on Roy Moore in Alabama, and was it all done to the way it was handled to be able to expose the voter fraud there?
Absolutely.
So the whole plan was let the voter fraud happen, let Roy lose, expose the voter fraud.
Blow the whole thing up.
Well, okay, so that will come in the near future.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming down the pipe.
Okay, pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very soon.
All right. So then will they hold...
January,
that's pretty soon. Okay. So will they hold a new election, or will Roy Moore simply be seated?
They will hold a new election.
Okay. Because a lot of the voting records were destroyed deliberately, were they not? So they can't go back and do a recount,
no,
right?
Recount is not possible.
Just the records aren't there.
Yes.
Okay. One of the problems with no paper trail. Yeah. Okay. How is Pizzagate coming along? Pizzagate, pedophiles, all of that.
Very, very well.
Very, very well. Okay, excellent. I heard that 3,000 kids in Saudi Arabia were just recently freed. Is that a true story?
That is absolutely true.
Oh, that is fabulous. That is fabulous. Now, these... if this is all moving forward properly, that means kids all over the planet are being freed. We're just not hearing that much about it. That's
correct.
True, but it is happening.
It is happening.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And I would imagine that some of these high-level pedophiles are part of the 10,000 sealed indictments.
I think so.
I think so. Okay. And the only ones we know about are ones like Harvey Weinstein and some others that have been actually outed. But there's many that we just aren't in the news yet.
Oh, well, if you want to find some of the offenders, go to your Congress.
Yeah. What, 90-some% indictments of Congress? Or 80-90%? It's pretty high. Maybe not that high. I don't know.
I have to make you blanch.
Okay. Because it's going to be shocking. Now, weren't some of those good guys that got blackmailed in order to make them vote certain ways?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. But by not resigning their positions, they allowed this to continue. Once it happened and they became aware of it, whatever they were, you know, they were in some place and they were drugged and then filmed and so forth. But once they found out about it, if they didn't resign, that is not good, right?
It's not honorable.
No, it's not. Because, yeah, if something like that is done to you, once you find out about it, shouldn't you simply resign from that responsibility, whatever it is, or whether it's corporate or political or whatever?
Whatever it is, yeah.
Okay, and they didn't. I don't know a single one that did. Was there a single one that simply resigned once he or she learned what had been done? No, not a single one. Nasty. Okay. There's a woman here on Maui who is apparently planning to make a movie called When Trump Goes to Heaven.
Is this a positive thing or a not positive thing?
Distraction.
Distraction. Okay, so it's maybe innocent misinformation that's just a distraction.
Yes.
Because she's not a bad person.
No.
No. Okay. All right. The new tax bill that was just passed, a lot of people are very happy with it. And it's the best that Trump could get right now, right?
Correct.
Okay. Not exactly what he wanted, but the best that was workable?
Yes. And this is all going to change with the new government. So why get your panties in a twist for this?
Exactly. Not at all. It's progress.
Yes.
Yes. So is the new government still scheduled for springtime, or has it been pushed ahead farther?
A little bit further.
Okay. Because the project is very big before they can, this is a massive clean out before they can announce new governance, right?
Yeah.
All these indictments have to be unsealed, and these people have to go to court, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is massive.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the Council on Foundations, which is the premier charity group pretty much in the United States, the email I saw from them says the bill will hurt charities. Is that really true?
No, not true.
Not true. All right. So they're just uninformed. They're not bad people.
No, they're not bad people. They're just, taking the path of truth.
And making assumptions that aren't necessarily at all how it's going to play out.
Correct.
Plus, once the humanitarian funds from all of the various sources that are coming onto the planet, who would care if the current charity level dropped? Because there's going to be this massive influx of funds. Is that not true?
That is so.
So even if their projection were correct, it doesn't matter, right?
And their projection is not correct.
And their projection is not correct anyway, in addition to that. Okay. Okay. The California fires, the great big water tankers apparently are not being used. There are California fires still going on. Now,
yeah.
It's still burning. Are they doing any new ones with the directed energy weapons?
Yes.
New one? Oh, and there's very little coverage of the new one, as far as I can see.
Right.
Okay. And the super tankers that are made to fight fires, which are normally wildfires, but these are not wildfires, are not being used, are they?
No, they're not being used because those in control of where those are used are not the White House.
Right. They're an agency that's not yet cleaned out, yes?
Right.
In nice terms. Okay. Okay, so this is a big issue that those tankers should be being used. And there was a good coverage, an email that I sent out today about those tankers that are available that are made specifically to dump huge amounts of water. Now, a directed energy weapon, the DEW, that are used to create these fires. Once the fire is created and the DEW stops, and the ones I saw, the blue beam came out of a satellite or a plane or a helicopter or whatever, right down onto a specific place on the ground, and then goes away. It's like 1 or 2 seconds. Once the fire starts, it's my understanding that water dumped on it would stop the fire. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So these aren't different kinds of fires that water won't work on. These are just a regular high-level energy that can direct a fire to start without any other thing going on. on the ground.
Right.
Okay. Now, there are so many instances of the individual homes, properties burning, but the trees around them, even landscape close to them, did not burn. But if it turns out to be a regular fire once it started, even though the source was a directed energy weapon, it becomes a regular fire. Why wouldn't it burn around the immediate property, the immediate trees, at least to some degree? I mean, they weren't even singed.
It's the way the fire burns. The fire is very high intensity fire, so that it does not need to go outside for fuel.
So once it takes out the house, or the building, whatever it is, then it just burns itself out and it doesn't spread?
Correct.
Okay, I will have to memorize that rather than wrap my head around it. Because I know, having lived in California for so many years, that once the an actual wildfire starts, it just keeps going until there's something to stop it.
Yeah.
So it kind of doesn't make sense to me, but I will go along with what you say. Okay, which is what the host said also, that it doesn't need more fuel. It doesn't spread.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe someday I'll understand that. Let's see. What else? What about the Earth shifts going on? We just have a couple more minutes. There was a lot of coverage of Earth shifting, magnetic poles shifting seriously. Can you address the current situation with that?
Wow. Let's see, which part of that should I address?
Whatever you choose.
Humanity is protected.
Yes.
Okay?
I got that.
So worrying about pole shifting is kind of, yeah. Just
no.
Spinning your wheels, wasting your energy.
Okay.
So, but having said that, there are Earth changes that are going on. The Earth is healing herself.
Yes.
So, you know, that's not to be upset by.
Okay, so the process here is simply Mother Earth healing herself. And so it's causing the changes that need to be made that she's making. And, of course, humanity is protected. And haven't the poles shifted many times in the past? There have been other situations like
yeah.
we are in right now.
Yeah.
Yes. So we just are here for the ride.
Are you enjoying it?
Well, it certainly is interesting. It certainly is interesting. And I would like to see us shortly empowered with our project that we want to do. Do you see that as imminent?
Right on top of your nose.
Okay. Before Christmas, after Christmas?
Yeah,
Bob. I see. Okay. All right. I think it's time. Thank you so very much for all of your beautiful answers and information and your presence. And do you have a final word for our callers and listeners?
Support your president.
Yeah. I'll double and triple that. So will the host.
He will, yeah.
Even our cats will go along with that. They're very smart.
You are correct.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you so much, Genghis Khan. Many blessings and love. And namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.